welcome back to Raise 'Em Rad with Joe and Emma Radosovich. This
Hello.
Is episode 26.
Yep.
Of the Year of the Garden.
Cool.
So, I don't know what we're talking about today, but it's going to be good.
All right.
So, thanks for listening.
All right, so what's new? So for this week's What's New in Our Garden, let's do some, we've tried to be real and talk about what's really going on, but I feel like it can either be everything's bad or everything's good. I think we should do a mix. So do you want to start with what's going well or what's going poorly? Because I think sometimes, this is my thought, sometimes gardening ends up on social media, like, look at all these things that are doing well, and nobody shows a picture of powdery mildew.
Yeah.
So, but I don't want to just be like, our garden's a disaster. So how about we...
That's not true either.
Yeah, neither one of them is true. And I bet it's not true for anybody. There's some people that I'm like, man, their gardens look awesome. I'm really jealous. I'm like, you know what? It might not be, but they might just be choosing to not show pictures of the thing that's not going well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, so, because these are living things.
That's at least how our garden goes.
And you don't control all of it.
Yeah. I can be working to try and prevent powdery mildew, but like some powdery mildew always creeps in. It just does.
Yep.
So how about we talk about some of the things that are going well and some of the things that are not going well.
Okay.
But let's start with what's going well.
Okay. So, what's going well? Gosh, see, I feel like tons of stuff is going well.
What did we see tonight that you were worried about? But
my tomatillos.
Yeah.
Tomatillos. There are real tomatillos growing.
Yeah.
And there's a ton on the one plant. I'm like, this is crazy. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. You were like really worried that nothing was growing. So I like tore one open just to like look inside. I was like, yep, it's growing.
And you know what I just realized?
What?
I'm not sure what I would eat it on during Whole 30. Like tomatillo sauce?
It'll be fine.
Oh, well. We'll figure it out. I'm sure I could probably make a bunch of sauce and freeze it. So
you could put tomatillo sauce on a taco salad and it'd be good.
Yeah. It would be. Or
a breakfast bowl. I mean, I like tomatillo salsa.
That does sound good.
So
see, you're so smart.
Tomatillos?
Tomatillos, which is way exciting. We have lots of green beans. I almost can't keep up with it. Like, because I can't feed them to you guys for every meal.
Or you can.
And so I've already frozen a bunch. And I mean, I'm picking like a pound every other day. So it's a lot of green beans. So that's pretty cool. Let's see what else. I'm trying to think what else is going well. I feel like everything is. Snap peas have come back and they're already producing, which is exciting. Our mesclun is still awesome. Our Swiss chard that I also like to call kale is still awesome.
The herbs are doing well.
Herbs are still doing great. I just preserved a whole bunch more of that.
A bunch of dill is coming up that I had replanted.
That's
exciting. So that when the cucumbers
and
are
the
ready.
Cucumbers are, they're kind of in between. Starting to produce a lot. Like I noticed that one has a lot on it now. But then some of them are really funky shaped, which we'll get to that later. I'm like going through the boxes. What is going on? I pulled up some potatoes the other day. That was fun.
Uh-huh.
We
ate
had those with dinner. And then there's a whole box of them left. So we're going to dig those up. I'm excited. For potatoes. Carrots. Oh my gosh. The carrots are so cool. Like I'm pulling up a couple of carrots, you know, every day for lunch, which is really fun. I'm a big fan of the carrots now. That reminds me, I wanted to plant radishes again. Okay. What else? Oh, our sunflowers. Our sunflowers opened up.
Yep.
That's exciting.
It's kind of a reddish gold.
Yeah. It's real pretty.
Yeah, almost like maroon in one part.
It looks like a marigold. The colors of it look like those orange marigolds we have.
Yeah.
The orange
and yellow. And more of those are going to start opening up. That's pretty cool.
Corn. Corn is great. There's so much out there. The popcorn also looks wonderful. Of course, we won't know really what that's like until late in the fall, but that's cool.
We actually gave away the biggest and best of our corn. We had the corn we had was good, but like the biggest and best ears, I was giving some to the neighbor, and Oscar decided to give even more to the neighbor.
But there's still a
So,
lot out there.
yeah, we still have tons of corn.
All of our butternut, I counted 2 dozen, and I didn't even count the entire row.
And
So
one of them is the biggest butternut squash we've
I've
ever
ever seen in
seen.
my life. Yeah, it's
It's about the
huge.
size of a small watermelon.
Yeah, it's really big.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, watermelon and cantaloupe, we've got a ton of those,
Yep, we're
which is
finding more
so
and more of those,
awesome.
which I was like, these, they're going to be hidden, and then all of a sudden we're going to be like, whoa, there's a watermelon there, or there's a cantaloupe there. So I'm not surprised that we're seeing more and more of those.
And the summer squash is still going well. Winter squashes are okay, I guess. The pumpkins are turning orange, which is so fun. I just love, like, Micah gets so excited about it, his pumpkins, checking their progress and exclaiming how orange they are and stuff. It's fun. And what else? I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
Tomatoes are doing well. We're getting more and more of those. It feels like every day, more and more of the bigger ones are starting to get there and turn. I'm really, honestly, one of the things I'm most happy with is the herbs this year. I started making the basil pesto
Yeah, which is amazing.
with our basil, and it's really good.
Yeah, we have
So,
so much basil.
yeah, basil's fun. I'm like, I
It
want to
just
grow.
keeps
I
growing,
want to pay
right?
attention
I
to
mean, the
it.
thing is, we've grown herbs before, but maybe it's the way that I didn't know how to prune them before. So that could be why they didn't really take off. Some things did and some things didn't. Like my purple basil did pretty well last year.
Yeah. So those are all things that are doing well. What are things that are struggling? You were talking about cucumbers
So
earlier.
we've got some weird cucumbers. We've had a few cucumbers and they've been just fine. Look good, taste good. And I noticed today there's like three or four cucumbers that are like really funky shape. Like the top half of it is normal and the bottom half is like super skinny and like bumpy. Like, I don't know what's going on. I've never seen anything like this before. It's not just like sometimes the bottom half inch will be like a little pointy rather than totally straight. But like this is like 3 or 4 inches of weirdness with a totally fine top. It's like it got mismatched with something. So I don't know what's going on there. That's kind of strange. And they're also just producing really slowly. So
Yeah, well, I was looking at that soil tonight, and for some reason, those beds are not holding moisture, and I wonder if that's why the cucumbers have struggled. But other things are growing in those boxes,
Well,
so.
those purple green beans are, well, none of the purple green beans are that. No, actually, that bed, the purple green beans aren't doing so great.
Yeah, so some of our
The
beds.
tomatillos are okay, though.
Yeah, a few of our beds are just kind of. The next bed over, the green beans are doing okay, but the cucumbers aren't. But the soil's dry.
Yeah,
We
but
had rain
the.
yesterday, and it's not absorbing and holding on to moisture like other beds are doing.
That particular bed, though, those green beans, I think I said last week, they won't get any bigger and the plant's just like dying. So
So,
I think
yeah.
there's something wrong with it, yeah. But the tomatillos are doing fine. Maybe they're just kind of one of those things that can grow in whatever.
Yeah, it's just kind of. Yeah, it's just dry. And there's just no other good way of putting it. It's just like dry, dusty soil. But it's like largely, I mean, if not 75%, the same as all of our other boxes.
Yeah, other than
The only
that
thing that could be
dirt is
different
just older,
is,
but I don't know.
yeah, the only thing that could be different is what compost has been put in there. But that's not going to make up more than 25% of the soil. So.
I do not know the answer to that.
Anyway, so that's struggling. Our potatoes, they're okay. We've got potatoes, but we don't have
I'm
as many
curious
as
to
we'd
see
hoped.
what's going to happen when we dig the whole thing up to
Okay.
see what all is in there.
Yeah, it just
'Cause
feels like those have been
I
slow and
know
struggling.
we've never had super great luck. I mean, we've had potatoes and we've used them.
Yeah.
But it seems like we should have more potatoes for what we planted.
Yeah.
And so, like the carrots, we're maybe just gonna keep trying.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we tried, and then this is the year that we are getting enough. I guess I didn't say when things are just going well. We're getting enough herbs and like table vegetables to eat.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily getting at this point enough to can or do a whole lot of preserving, maybe a little bit here and there. But like every day, lunch and dinners, vegetables can come from our garden every day. And that's pretty cool. But anyway, so other things that are struggling a bit. The tomatoes seem to be slow, but we talked last week about why we think that is. They can be slowed down.
I think they're stunted.
Those Roma's are
loaded. And I feel like just last week there weren't as many. So they are growing.
Uh-huh.
But the thing with the Roma's is I keep pulling them off and they're like rotten already.
Hmm.
So I think there's something. I mean, even the Cherokee Purple was doing that and the other one, the striped one. I think it's just those heirloom varieties, which we noticed with the Cherokee Purple a couple years ago when we grew them. They would get bad really quickly before they were really ripe, which makes me sad because I want to ripen them on the vine.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Those are struggling. But for the most, I mean, like we can like pick here and there and go, oh, this isn't doing well. But like really, like we got a lot of things going well.
Mm-hmm.
The Brussels sprouts are doing well. I don't know if you've noticed those.
Brussels sprouts.
Those are really growing well right now.
All the cauliflowers are growing, but I'm not quite sure what's happening to it.
Snap peas and green beans are all growing really well. And like the new plantings are growing.
Yeah.
We're eating mesclun and I'm growing new mesclun. You've got me now saying kale.
I don't know why. It's like totally not the same thing. It doesn't even look the same.
The rainbow chard has just produced all year, which is awesome.
Yeah. Like I don't know if it's supposed to, but it is.
I don't think most places have a cool enough climate that it will keep doing that.
Oh.
But because of the way I'm cutting it, and we've had largely cool weather. I mean, July was a hot month, but like it was hot for here, mm-hmm. not like hot for everywhere. Yeah. So those things are going well. I mean, the thing that's going well but also struggling is we're going to get two apples from one of our trees.
Yeah, two apples.
I'm really disappointed in the fact that two of the other trees should be producing and they're not.
They weren't.
They didn't so hardly sad. Bloom.
Yeah, that's the thing. Something was going on there.
Well,
they didn't bloom.
Yeah, but it also could be the variety. Because like Northern Spy, which we didn't plant, takes 10 years before it starts to bear.
Even as a dwarf tree?
Yeah, like you don't get it for a long time. And so it could be the variety.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just don't get enough information on that. Like if the seller doesn't say, hey, you're not going to get any fruit from this for 5 years.
Yeah.
That might actually be that way. But how would you know unless you've got some kind of encyclopedia? And some of the newer varieties wouldn't have an entry in that kind of encyclopedia. Anyway.
That's true.
But those apples are looking really good.
Mm-hmm. They're really big. I hadn't looked at them in a couple weeks.
They're already full.
They're definitely like, it looks like you could pull it off and eat it. I know it's not ripe.
Yeah, we got 2 more months until they're ripe, but I think they're going to be really large apples.
Yeah.
If they're at that point already. Too. What?
They're going to be yummy apples too.
Yeah.
Like a sun-warmed apple.
I'm going to like eat one wedge per day.
Yeah. Make it last. Are you going to share with us?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I mean, I wasn't going to share my peaches.
And I know.
I have no qualms about that.
I know.
But I didn't know.
You know what?
If you would share your apples or not.
Joy is really only joy if I share it with you guys.
Yeah.
So
you're probably right.
I'm going to share my apples with you guys. I want everybody to get
the
experience.
And by the way, I would have actually shared my peaches. I would have given everybody else like one or two, but...
Such a pump. So apples are doing well. Flowers are really good. You mentioned sunflowers, but our marigolds look good. We've got new blooms this week on one of the knockout roses.
Oh, my roses are blooming again, yeah.
The
Black-Eyed Susan's bloomed this last week.
The Serbian bellflowers have held their flowers like for a couple months now, which has been
As
fun.
long as Oscar doesn't pick
Yeah.
it up like it's a weed.
They were pulling weeds in the flower bed, and then all of a sudden I see he's starting to pull up a flower in the flower bed. So we had to stop that. So yeah, like it's not everything's not roses, everything's not perfect, but things are growing and going well, which is really cool.
Yep.
So
So we're dealing with some powdery mildew. We had a squash vine borer last week.
I looked tonight and it looked like there may have been a squash vine borer trying to get in, but it didn't get in.
How
Like,
do you know?
because I cut into it and I'm like, it
Oh.
didn't go very far. It's like
Oh, because it got probably got the stuff on it and died.
yeah.
Ha.
I was like, everything in here looks just fine.
Oh,
Like,
that's good.
so yeah, we've had some powdery mildew, but I've been spraying and taking care of that. We've had some insects, but again, I can spray for perethrin or permethrin. I think there's a couple different spellings. That seems to help a lot. And then the powdery mildew has not gotten out of control anywhere in our garden, even though we've had pretty wet weather.
Oh, and we got our first okra today,
Oh, yeah.
and it looks like there's several more to come by the weekend, so we'll have to make some gumbo now, or we could fry it.
I like fried
We
okra.
need Jamin's recipe because he did a gluten-free one.
I like fried okra.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's in gumbo, you don't really taste it. It's everything else that's the deal.
I mean, I think what we like about fried gumbo is the fried part, but yeah, I'm excited though.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's fun this year to grow things we've never grown before
Yeah,
and
and so we
figure it
don't really
out.
know like what they're supposed to look like,
Okra
and
and tomatillos, and we're having to look it up and go, how do you harvest this?
yeah.
Do you break it off? Do you cut it?
Oh, you know what? Another thing that's going really well is your peppers. You're
Oh
eating a
yeah.
lot of hot peppers,
The
and the bell
jalapeno.
peppers are actually doing fairly well.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised. We had a couple of them tonight that I had picked off because they were starting to have like a bad spot on them. And they weren't very tasty, raw. So I roasted them up tonight with some onions and
I actually didn't
they
eat the
were
peppers.
really. You didn't eat
Really?
the peppers?
Huh.
You just ate the onions. Oh. Well, the peppers were good.
Were they?
I also had garlic on it, so that was helpful.
Yeah, my jalapeno peppers aren't hot, but they have a good flavor. The serrano peppers have a good flavor, and they're hot.
Funny.
Not like the hottest thing I've ever had, but they're hot enough to give me the hiccups
Yeah,
and make me
almost
like make
immediately.
me think, do I want to eat this?
I wonder why that happens. Like, what is the chemical reaction in your body like to that, to the pepper that makes you hiccup? It's really interesting.
But yeah, it can really disrupt a meal if I'm holding a taco and I've got hiccups.
Yeah, so I'm gonna need, we got a bunch of bell peppers and some of them are getting really big. And I'm gonna make pepper jelly soon. That's exciting. So yeah, so I think like there's a lot of things that are going really well and we're excited about it. There's a few things that are a little bit problematic.
And some things that haven't grown as fast as we wanted.
Yeah, and I'm learning that that's okay and that's good.
Let's come back to that.
Okay.
Just one second. Okay, so in tonight's installment of
Oh, it's the game.
what is react to this quote? Is that what we call this game?
Sure.
React to this quote.
Dun da
You've
da.
got the quote this time.
It's not just a quote, it's a paragraph.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, I should have brought my glasses. I haven't even begun to push my soil to the point of a kale yard. It's spelled that word is spelled differently, and it is a word from another country. And it means literally kale yard or like a garden that like produces like an abundance.
Okay.
Okay, that's what that means.
Okay.
So he's saying, I haven't begun to push my soil to the point of a kale yard. For now, it needs rehabilitation, a good rhythm of Sabbath, honest labor, and caregiving. Perhaps one day I will join the talented Scots and French and work the dance of horticulture all 12 or 13 moons of the year. I'm certain there's a good deal of give and take to it. As for myself and for the work of creating, a break here or there will do. Even at the beginning of all creation, there was a day of rest. Whatever else the garden teaches me, it teaches me the humility of my limitations. And the entire article was really good. So this was written by somebody named, sorry, Adam Whipple.
Oh, Adam.
I'm like, oh, you know him?
Nope. I have no idea who that
published
is.
Published on The Rabbit Room. And he has another article, probably several, but he has another one that I just saw on gardening as well. But the whole article has to kind of be read from beginning to end to really understand what he's talking about, because he's making this, I don't know, case argument, and relating it to like creating in the sense of art. So it's kind of confusing to explain. But what I love about this article was, actually, why don't you tell me what you think about what I just read?
It's actually interesting because I was walking through our garden tonight with the kiddos and you, and I was like seeing all these things that needed to be done. And I've been like juggling a bunch of stuff right now, trying to finish some bedrooms in the house and do some things. And I was like, there's so much to do out here. And I'm like, I don't want to neglect any of it. And I just kind of feel stuck.
Yeah.
But I like just kind of stopped there. Like I didn't like, okay, here's what I was like, okay, there's a couple things I can do tonight. There will be other things I can do later.
Yeah.
Like that's it. Like and so it's interesting. He says the garden teaches me the limits.
The humility of my limitations.
I was like, the limitations of being human? What is that called?
Kind of, yes.
The humility of my limitations.
Yeah.
And I'm like, actually, if I let it, I will learn that lesson in that. Because we've had that issue in the garden before. I'll like get started on other projects and I like love them all. But I'm like, well, this one, the end is inside. And what about?
Yeah.
And it's like, I have some limitations. I cannot do everything.
Yeah. So he talks about how I guess he's an artist of some kind. I don't know if he's a writer or what he is, but like, you know, he creates things. And he's talking about how he like hates the idea of sleep because he wants to be busy and do. And like, he envies people like, he mentioned Jonathan Edwards, who maybe got up early every day. I don't know. And like was about something like at all hours of the day kind of thing. And then he's like, and then there are people that like actually are awake in the middle of the night because they cannot sleep. You know, like they're insomniacs. And so he's like jealous of this, like this idea of like being up and like creating and doing all the time and putting forth so much stuff. And then at the same, like, and not realizing what he has is good, because then there are other people who are up in the night and they can't help it. It's not like they're creating something, like they literally cannot physically sleep. And it's like, just this reminder of like, what you have is good. And like when you want to reach beyond that, it's just greed. And I don't know, it's kind of hard to put it into words, but the whole thing just gave me the sense of like, what I have is good. And the work that I do is good. And I need to also rest there and not just be trying to get more and more from my garden. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's actually interesting because I was just thinking, might have been today or yesterday. I was like, you know, if I wake up at 5:30 again, I could get a little bit more done.
How much work did you get done?
Yeah. Like,
and then we go back to that Bible verse that's like,
gotta give sleep to those that he loves.
Well, yes, but like staying up late and rising early.
It's vain to stay up late and rise early because God gives rest to those he loves. And so it's funny because I was like,
well, I'm sorry, staying up late and getting up early for the purpose of like providing for yourself.
Yeah.
Basically, like sometimes we just have to stay up late and sometimes we do rise early.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that's like sinful.
When I was in seminary.
But the idea of just trying to push and push for your own gain by doing those things is just wrong.
Yeah. When I was in school, we were like, hey, it's better for me to get up at 5:30 because I need to get some study done and that won't take away from the family.
Right.
But I was like, oh, I could get so much more done if I start working up at 5:30. I could just squeak a little bit more out of my day. And I really think that that would be significant. And that's interesting that, like, that can actually be a form of greed going, give me a little bit more time.
Well, and it puts it into our own hands. Like, well, if I just get myself a little bit more time, if I create more hours in the day, then, you know, then I will be better off. And you always say there are enough hours in the day.
I don't always believe that, but yes.
I don't always believe it either, but
yeah,
the point is that's true. So yeah, anyway, but also it's just like this restfulness of like, I am limited in what I can do. I'm limited by the fact that I'm human and I'm in this world, you know? And that's a good place to be, like being humbled before God, like that is a good place to be. And you can find so much more joy and rest there than anywhere else.
Yeah. Which kind of reminds me of how we spent last weekend in the evenings.
Yes.
It's kind of garden-like that we do this.
In our garden.
It's kind of next to our garden. Usually on the weekends, we kind of make date nights of watching a movie or playing a board game or doing something. And we started having fires like every night. And then we put the kids to bed and we go back out and have a fire and just like
talk
for 2 hours around the fire.
It was really good. Did we do that all three nights? Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Did we do it two nights, not three?
I don't remember.
I don't know if we did it Sunday night.
Oh, no, we didn't do it Sunday night. Didn't it rain?
May have. But I feel like we did it two nights.
Yeah.
We thought about it the third night.
Yeah, I think we thought about it and then it rained.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. The only bad thing is like you and I can just talk and talk and talk and talk, like, and we just totally lose track of time.
And then we stay late. Stay up late.
Yeah. Then we stay up too late. But we always do stuff like that though. Like, we can be driving somewhere and talking and totally miss the turn off.
We've done that a lot.
Yeah, we do that. We used to do that all the time in Kentucky.
We're like, we're trying to go somewhere, and then we're like, oh, we're headed in the wrong direction.
Yep, going to your parents, we did that a bunch.
This interstate's the wrong way.
That's fun. Yeah, so we are looking forward to all the things that are coming in our garden. But I'm just like, what we have is good, and I'm going to be grateful for that.
Yeah, I did a little bit of fertilizing tonight.
And maybe we won't have the tomatoes to can, or the cucumbers to make pickles out of. Can I accept that? Yes, I can. Or we'll try to.
Yeah.
So, it's good.
So, we haven't been watching any movies.
We've been so busy.
Are we reading any new books?
I have not started any new books because I'm still trying to slog my way through on Reading Well.
Last week, we talked about books last week.
I thought so.
I'm reading my book on the tiger.
Yes, I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, not a fan.
Well, I don't have a whole lot much longer. It's good. It's a good one.
That's so strange. I can't even. No, I haven't started anything new.
Because I don't feel like it's violent, and you're like, that is so violent.
I don't know how you can not think that. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. Oh my gosh. I really don't understand. Like, it is so awful.
Well, some of it, maybe that I just read you the worst parts because they're crazy.
And actually, he is not allowed to read any more of that book to me because... He started to tell me something last night, and I think the look of horror on my face made him realize, oh, maybe she doesn't like that kind of thing.
Oh, man. It wasn't the look of horror on your face because I couldn't see your face. It was buried under the pillow. I was like, do you not want me to read this to you? Yeah.
That's true. I wasn't looking at you. It's funny.
So.
Yeah. So I'm still working on that book. I just actually... dropped one of the chapters because again it was so confusing. I was like, I just literally do not understand any of the words that you were using. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure if I just need to sit there with a dictionary and like rewrite everything so I can understand it. I don't think it's worth it. So I just skipped that chapter. This one I'm reading now was making sense again. I'm not sure what's happening.
Sounds like somebody was in a rush and they wrote some stuff and didn't get somebody to edit it and say, hey, you need to be clear.
Well, and then I'm just like, am I just like that stupid that maybe this is clear to
No,
everybody else, but
there's
not to
no way.
me?
No, if you can't get it, no, if you can't get it, nobody does.
Oh,
If you can't get
that.
it, she doesn't get it. She wrote
She
it.
gets it. She gets what she means. I mean, maybe she's
No, if
like.
you can't say it clearly, I don't think you know what you mean.
I
That's what I actually believe that.
don't always speak clearly.
And you don't always know what you mean either. I often say the
Nobody
wrong
does.
word, and it's a
Maybe
sign that my
somebody
brain
is.
is messed up.
Maybe that she's like a really good like communicator, like orally, but like can't write it down.
She's an English professor.
Yeah, that's what
That's her
doesn't make any
job.
sense to
Her job is to learn
That's
and know
why
how
I'm
to
like, it's
write.
all these big words that I don't understand, and like you string them together, and it's like, this is gibberish.
Yeah.
Well, I read you that one sentence that was like, I kept going back to the beginning of it, trying to figure out if I take out some of these commas, what are we saying here? So a couple of the chapters have been like really easy to understand, and like I totally get it. But a couple others, it's like I just don't know it. She like pulls out these quotes from from other people, and then like tries to like make her like I don't know. She like inserts these quotes into what she's talking about, but it like makes a whole nother point. And I'm like, but if you just left that out, like this would make sense. And now you're like going on this other direction, and it's crazy. So anyway, I did order a Jeeves and Wooster book. From the library. It might actually, the library told me something was here, so it might be there for some fiction because I need some fiction. And yeah, kind of in a reading lull at the moment.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff to read, and I
I'll read it for you.
rather than reading, well, some of them are interesting. One is about a flood in Mississippi, the Mississippi River flood of like 1912 or something.
Yeah, it's like the Great Flood.
Oh, is that like just a thing people know about? I didn't know about this.
Flood of 12.
good old that flood. That one's coming up. The Door on Half Bald Hill looks
Yep, I don't want
awesome.
to read that one either.
I think I have
Yeah, I
some
won't be reading
other
your books.
stuff. And I still haven't even read that Apple book I have.
There's a couple of new books that I actually want to get soon too, so.
And I found out a book today that I want to read. Actually, I was told I need to read the first book before I read the second book. But the second book, just the title will get you. You're going to want to read it. God in the Wasteland.
Maybe. Who's it by? That matters.
I actually haven't read anything by this guy, but I was told that he's a very clear thinker and writer.
If we read it and it's not clear, I'm obviously stupid.
Yeah.
That's all there is to say.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
But who
We'll
wrote
be our own
it? We
judge.
still haven't
His
said
name's
who wrote
David
it.
Wells. God in the
Don't know who.
Wasteland. I heard about it and I went,
That sounds good.
that
But I want to get that
looks
Dave Furman book too.
from 1994.
Well, I'm reading a book from like 1990, so.
I didn't know anything good was written before 2000. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, I know. I know. That is exactly how you think.
Is not true. That is not true. You think nothing good was written after 1850.
Not true either. We obviously have a little bit of a problem with each other's reading. Although we meet
You
outside a
know
lot of
what?
books.
You
We meet a
know
lot of
I'm
books.
actually right. You are teasing me. You're teasing me. That I think that nothing good was written before 2000. You were teasing because you know I don't think that. But you don't think anything was written between
That's not true.
1850 and now.
That's not true. We discussed this a couple weeks ago. That's not
Okay.
true. I'm not a fan of modern books. That's all I have to say. Fiction, modern fiction.
All
I
of
read a lot of nonfiction that was just written. But there's a not new, but there's another Hannah Anderson book that I want to read. So I read Humble Roots last year, and she has two other books. And one of them is on like discernment. So I want to read that. I'm pretty sure the library doesn't have it.
I mean, I want to read Roger's new book. Oh. Even though I don't necessarily like the path he's gone down with on some things.
Yeah.
I would like to read his new book.
Wait, I thought it was not, didn't come out yet, though.
It comes out next month. Like, time's flying.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because we were like in March. It wasn't coming out.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
They delayed it. Well, no. The Wingfeather books are coming out.
Did they delay that one?
In September as well. The hardbacks. And that seemed like that was going to be a long way from now, too.
Yeah, and that's and next
he's going to be doing the read aloud.
Next week, our apple orchard opens up. And
that's right. On Thursday. We are going to be
books,
first in line.
And books.
we're taking the day off school, and we're going to go stand at Appleland.
Probably. I'll take a personal day from work. I gotta go.
It's actually, it's going to be a field trip.
Okay.
Field trip to the apple orchard.
Cool. Well, I think that's a good place to
actually just want to say one more
thing.
You
want to say something?
Yes. So, talking about books, it's been fun because I'm working on my homeschool planner right now. And every day of my planner has a quote from something I have read or heard, you know, since the last time I made my planner, which was last summer. So it's been really fun to go through my book of quotes to see what have I loved and learned in the last year, and what quotes am I going to put into my planner to encourage and inspire me over the next year.
That's cool.
For a homeschool year. So it's been really fun.
What's one of the quotes?
To realize, I'd have to get my book and tell you what they are. But it's been fun to see, like, okay, so it's a lot of Gloria Furman, a lot of Francis Schaeffer. You know, it's like not a wide variety of people. But I am pretty selective about what I read. But it was really neat the other day when I marked the ones I want to put in to my planner, including quotes from you, from sermons. And I was like, oh man, I love this. And when I do that, I realize how my reading in God's word, but also my reading in these other, in these nonfiction books has changed me over the last year. And that's just pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say about books.
Cool. Well, I think that's a good place to stop.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks.